Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Comedy 103.1, your boy Big Mike, man. I'm pretty excited right now to get this very hilarious man. The first time I saw him live at the comedy birthday party, I knew this man was a star in the making. And this weekend, he is making his very first headlining gig at Comedy Works South of the Landmark. I'd like to welcome to the studio, Stephen AJ. What's up, man?
Oh, what's up, man? How you doing?
Welcome to the Comedy 103.1 studios.
Yeah, thank you, man. It's been good. It's cool out here, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've worked together many times over the years, and I remember talking to you a few years back, and you're saying that the ultimate goal is to be headlining Comedy Works, and here you are this Sunday, first time, man.
It's here, man. It's crazy doing that, man. Kind of look back at stuff, and it's like, I'm free. I'm like OJ right now. I'm out. I can see the end in sight. So, yeah, a couple days, man. Sunday, July 23rd. Yeah.
This Sunday going to be at Comedy Works South. And, I mean, you've been putting in work here in the comedy scene, not just in Colorado, but across the world you've been doing comedy. Yeah. But, you know, here in Colorado, you've won the Comedy Works Clean Comedy Contest. You've been a finalist for the Comedy Works New Faces Contest on several occasions. This Sunday, it's your first time headlining here, and any comedian will tell you that headlining at Comedy Works is like a crowning achievement right there. You know, what's it been like these past few years leading up to this moment?
You know, man, it's been a lot of work. It's been real cool. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, it's weird because you just start initially with that goal in mind when you're younger, and then you just keep doing the work, and then eventually you're like, oh, man, it's already here. Like, I'm here. I'm doing the thing that I set out to do, and it's a cool accomplishment. Good feeling, you know?
And the comedy scene, I mean, there's a lot of great comedians out there. There's a lot of comedians out here trying to get that spot. And people, like, you don't just get a headline Comedy Works. Like, this is something that, you know, you don't even get to just perform at Comedy Works just for whatever. Like, it takes work just even getting, like, some of the open mics.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to get from, you know, point A to point B to point C, and now this week in Comedy Works South, I mean, how did this all start for you? How did you even get into wanting to be into comedy?
You know, I'd always wanted to do it. When I was seven, I spent the night at my friend's house. My friend Tyler, his parents or his mom took us to Blockbuster, and she used to let us get whatever we wanted.
Didn't even check.
Didn't care. She's like, go ahead, kids. You know, whatever. So I picked up Chris Rock's Bring the Pain.
Okay.
I seen Chris Rock on TV. He was like, yes. I put that. We go home, and we're watching it. And I'm not catching all the jokes. I'm seven.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't. You know, I'm seven. You know, I don't know all this stuff. But there's certain things. I was like, man. And I just thought it was funny. And I saw his mom laughing. And then his brother told us some of the other things. Man. And that was just kind of when it clicked for me. Because I was always able to, you know, command a room or just be funny.
Right.
But that's when I was like, oh, that's a thing I could do. And from then on, I'd always wanted to try it. And then I quit running track at CU Boulder. I was a CU Boulder. And told one of my friends I wanted to do stand-up. And 3 days later, he saw a sign, called me. Boom, never look back.
So we've had everybody from, you know, newcomers to legends of the game. And when they talk about their first show they ever did, some say it was the best show they ever did. Some say it was a train wreck. How was yours?
The first one was great.
Was it?
The second one was terrible.
Because would you walk in a little cocky like, oh, I can knock this out of the park or whatever?
It was at the Mercury Cafe downtown. And I walked in there with one of my friends and I didn't know, you know, much about the open mic scene at this point. And this was like an anything open mic, poetry, comedy, whatever. And we walk in and there's these dudes walking around in like wizard costumes and stuff. I was like, I don't know if this is like, oh, it'll be fun. Man, a couple people went up, you know, doing a little poetry stuff. And this dude's playing this song. I get up. I try to tell some jokes. Not hitting. Bomb. Just flat. And then I said something like, I guess you guys just didn't get that. And this dude who was playing piano with his wife right before me, he was like, no, it just wasn't funny. And I was like, I wasn't funny. You ain't funny. And I just talked about him and his wife for a second. And that got a big laugh. And then I tried to go back into my jokes. boom, flat yep. again, bomb again.
So you're like, where's the piano guy at? Yeah, let me go back and clown at him really quick.
So then, I got off that stage and got up out of there.
How does it happen? How do you find out that you're getting your first headlining set? Do they shoot you an email? They give you a phone call? Like, how's that work out?
I actually was on the phone with Wendy, and I was telling her I was moving to Los Angeles. And she, you know, being who she is, she's like, well, do you need anything? Do you want me anything that I can do for you? And just kind of just counting conversation, we're talking. I was just like, well, you know, I could headline comedy. She was like, oh, no. And then just gave me the dates.
There you go.
Like, what are you doing July 23rd? I was like, I guess headline the comedy.
You're like, all I had to do was move to L.A. to get a headline gig? I should have done this a while ago. I should have done this a while ago.
Yeah, no, I think it's one of those when she knows you're ready and then, like, the readiness with the confidence that you can you know, do it. That's when she. So yeah, it happens different for everybody.
Well, you've managed to you know take it from the the very ground level of comedy here, and now you're doing the Pinnacle this weekend. For people out there that are like, man, this is something I want to venture in. They want to get their foot in the door. You got any advice for the young people trying to get into comedy?
Don't. Nah, man, just be nice to people and work hard, you know. Watch the greats, watch people you enjoy, watch live comedy, make some friends and have fun with it, you know, all the way through. One of my good friends, Jason Keys, we've been through it the whole time, you know, and through your whole comedy career, these people aren't going to go away. They can get you work and stay with your people and just enjoy it because you never know what.
You got your openers lined up for this weekend?
I do. So we're going to have Brent Gill is going to MC the show.
Cool.
We got Rachel Weeks on the show. We have Deacon Gray on the show. And Nathan Lund is also on the show. It's his birthday. His birthday. So, yeah. Well, so it'd be good.
Well, this year, you've been a part of many of our events. This year is Comedy 103.1's fifth birthday going on in October. So, I mean, hopefully you'll find some time in L.A. to maybe fly back out here.
I'll come back
out here and hang out with us for a birthday.
Yeah.
You know, what's next on your list, man? What's your next goal? You're knocking this out. What you got? What's the next thing you're trying to accomplish in comedy?
You know,
or in general?
Yeah. Well, comedy-wise, man, I do want to get a late-night TV spot. Get a late-night TV spot. I think that'd be the next step for me for sure. And, just keep building, man. I've been, trying to write some things to pitch. And, but, man, late-night TV spot would be great. Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
We'll be looking forward to you. I think within the next year, that's definitely going to be happening for you, man, because, like I said, first time I saw you, I was like, this dude's it. And
thanks,
so I'm
man.
Excited for
thanks.
You this weekend. And the tickets, they're on sale right now at comedyworks.com, and it's we got Stephen AJ, and you actually got code. People can actually save a few dollars. They can actually get 50% off the ticket, right?
Yeah, you can get 50% off if at checkout on comedyworks.com. You put the code in the bag at checkout.
All one word.
And they'll give 50% off the tickets. So, do that. Come check it out.
Let's kick off his first headlining show. Let's sell this out. Go to comedyworks.com. Stephen AJ. You can go to comedy1031.com as well. You can go to comedy1031.com, and when you're buying the tickets, put in the code, all one word, in the bag. Save 50% off. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Excited for you for this weekend. I know you're going to knock it out of the park. And
nice.
Thank you for always looking out for Comedy 103.1, man.
Hey, man, I got your bag. You got mine. That'd be great.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.